guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Morena, Justine.
Morena, Rachel.
How are you going?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, actually, doing very well, thank you. We've got some questions that have been coming in from the BFM listeners over the last week, so let's dive straight in.
Let's go for it.
Our first one just came in this morning from someone who said, I want to get union representation at work, but a lot of my colleagues are scared as there have been a few redundancies made recently, and there's a fear that people who make waves will be the next to go. I've also heard that our workplace used to be unionised and that there was a huge pushback from management that put people off from joining. If we unionise, will we be protected against being targeted for redundancy and any efforts to push us out of our jobs? Big question there.
That is a big question, and the answer is absolutely. It is illegal to discriminate against people on the basis of whether they're union members. So that's something that really, I would say, really happens in the work that I do. But if it does happen, we would fight back against it very, very hard, and you'd have all the resources of the union movement on your side, which is considerable.
Mm.
In terms of redundancies, though, I would say that you would want to be unionized when you're having a wave of redundancies at a workplace, because the union can help negotiate better terms and conditions for that exit.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something, a role that we play. The fact that your workplace used to be unionized and no longer is, is unfortunate, and it does happen. I would say that management also changes, but the best way to kind of get over that hump, and the fear is really real, is that when you do unionize, you have enough people that they can't target specific individuals, right? So that's kind of the way you can get over that. But any kind of discrimination is illegal. If it does happen, if there's a hostile environment, your union will be able to provide support for you. I think that actually just shows that how much a union is needed, because that is really below the sort of belt in terms of what we would expect from a workplace. But totally, recognize it does happen. And I would just say that, the point of being in a collective is that you can't single people out easily and discriminate against them as individuals. So if you have a bigger body of workers in the union, you don't have to worry about that, hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds like a really tricky situation, though. If this person wanted to have a chat with someone about, getting that initial ball rolling, what would be the best way of them going about that? Should they call the union that they may be eligible for and have a chat, or what would be the best?
I would individually become a member. This is what I would do, because unions can't help generally we can't help non-members.
Mm-hmm.
So even on an individual basis, I would join the union. You don't necessarily have to make it even come out of your payroll. Management doesn't have to know who's in the union and who isn't. That's another, I think, big point.
Yeah.
So it can just come off your dues. So you pay dues to a union. That doesn't need to come out of payroll.
Mm-hmm.
So no one needs to know who's in the union. And I would invite, I would ask the union to come and talk to us outside of work. A union rep, I've helped friends in similar situations.
Yeah.
And the union rep has come and spoke, we've gone to McDonald's after work.
Yeah.
And so there's always options. That's what I would do, and just get that reassurance and that support, because it sounds like you definitely need that in a kind of, if you're operating in a hostile environment. But remember, you don't have to tell management who's in the union, and it's actually none of their business.
Excellent. Solidarity forever. All right.
Absolutely.
We've got a question from someone who says they work in hospo at a bar specifically. Often I'm working alone despite not having a duty manager's certificate or anything like that. I know this is pretty illegal, but it seems so common that I'm not quite sure what to do. Everyone else at the bar seems pretty okay with it, but it feels weird to be working alone despite having little experience serving alcohol. I don't know of a union or anything for the bar. Any advice?
So, this is one of those things where it's normalized, but that doesn't make it okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have a lot of situations like that, especially in low-wage, precarious work, where workers don't feel empowered to speak out about things that aren't okay. So, I think, the point about this is it puts you at risk as well as the establishment, and that's not okay, because you deserve to be safe at work and to not be put in any kind of risky situation. In terms of who you can ask for advice, there's a couple of hospo, particular advocacy organisations. Firstly, you do though have a union, so you could join Unite Union, which is a hospitality and retail union, mm-hmm. Or you could join ITU, which is a private sector union, or even potentially First Union, though I'm not sure about that. Probably more Unite and possibly ITU. So if you gave them a ring, I'm sure they would be happy to give you advice and help out. The other thing is there's a couple of organisations that are just specifically aimed at advocating for hospitality workers. They're not unions, but they're union adjacent, and check them out as well. There's Raise the Bar, so mm-hmm. that's kind of specific. And I think that might be a useful place for you to touch base with, because they specifically are hospo workers. A lot of them work in bars and things like that, and I think that organisation would be able to give you some helpful advice. But yeah, do not hesitate to reach out. And I think if you're not feeling comfortable, that firstly, it isn't okay to put you at risk, but also you're not feeling safe, and you deserve to be able to speak out about that.
Absolutely.
And have some help doing so. Yeah.
We've got one other hospo question, so I might segue into that one. Someone said, I've ended up doing about 3 people's jobs at the restaurant where I work, despite only being employed to do one. I don't want to ruffle any feathers because I need the money. I don't know how to bring it up or who to go to.
That's a big one. That happens. That happens sometimes. And I mean, what I would say to you is that you're basically bringing in 3 times the profit for none of any kind of advantage. So, in terms of the cost, the labor cost, right?
Yeah.
Who do you bring it up to? Well, firstly, before I give people advice on how to act, I want to say that I do think that anyone who's in this kind of situation where you want to raise an issue, you should just join a union beforehand so that you have that protection, you have an advocate for you if anything does, go terribly wrong, and I'm not saying it will, but it's good to have that protection. I would negotiate here, actually. I would bring it up to, I would join a union, but then I would bring it up to management in the sense, not to bring the union in immediately, but I bring it up to management saying, look, I'm doing 3 people's job. Can we talk about getting a raise?
Yeah.
Or otherwise, I'm not doing it. And you have the right to refuse, work that's not in your job description. So when you got hired, you would have been given a job description, and that would really outline what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're like for instance, I used to make burritos. If I'm making at a burrito shop, and if suddenly I was being told to make quesadillas, that's not in my job description because I'm a burrito maker. And either we can negotiate and we can create a new job description with a slightly increased pay rate, or we're going to have to go back to just making burritos.
Quesadilla
rates. Quesadilla rates. That's what I would look at. So basically, look at your job description. That's what I would do first.
Yep.
Look at your job description. If you're really above and beyond your job description, you need to have a chat with your manager. I would join a union just because, just in case things go terribly awry, you need help, you've got support there. And, see how you go. Maybe you can negotiate a pay raise.
Exactly. That sounds like hopefully something good on the horizon for that person then. I've got one last question for you, Justine, and it's from someone who says, what can you do if you're a nanny and you work under the table but have an issue with your employer? Is there support for jobs like that, or because it's under the table, are you on your own?
Yeah, that's a really good question. To be honest, the support is minimal because of that exact, the under the table kind of nature of it. But there are a couple of organizations that would help any employee or worker with a problem. And they're not... one of them is called UTU, and it's run by Matt McCartan, and I'm just saying that so you can Google it.
Mm-hmm.
If you need, if you need help. And so there's a couple of people who will take cases. To be honest, the support is minimal. I mean, I would look at Citizens Advice Bureau in that case, or the Community Law Center, and things like that. First and foremost, to be honest. But yeah, the support, the support is minimal for under the table jobs. And that's just because I think that there's some risk and stuff.
Well, that's good to know. Thank you very much for that, Justine. We'll talk to you again next week. Have a wonderful one, and thanks for answering all these questions.
Anytime. Thanks, Rachel.
Ka kite.
Yeah, take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.
Thank you very much.